דף עין בייז עמד בייז רבי יוחנן כמר. We had a member of רבי יוחנן, ורבי יוחנן had said, יבים תוי נידר בועל פוטה. That if a person was בועל יבים תוי, was תובד ועל מצווה, and סקרדוב עד מצווה, so the law is that he is potter. But in this case of Yevim Toi, it is a Meirah de Kechidish, that even though there was no pressure for time, that means he didn't have to do it at the time when he had done it, he's not Mugvel Bizman. Afal Pikein, Rabbi Yochanan holds, is a Ptur of Tobit Var Mitzvah. So the Gemara is, Rabbi Yochanan kema. Who does Rabbi Yochanan hold like? He lay make Rabbi Yosi. If he holds like Rabbi Yosi, this name Rabbi Yosi Omer, Yontev Orishin Shel Chag Shechaliyes B'Shabbos. The first day Yontev of Sukkis at Chal B'Shabbos B'Shochach Vohitzi Esalulav Rishus Haram. Wanted to make him the mitzvah so lekachtam lachem. But since he was unaware that he didn't know how to make the mitzvah, ketikun, he wanted to go to a chacham to learn how to make the nanuim. So the tilde of the mitzvah was matret him that he went and carried it out. The mitzvah was mesava v'chilul Shabbos. Shochach v'hoitzi asalula v'rishus harabim potah. Because he was hoitzi birshus, he was the etzem lekicha was a lekicha shal mitzvah, and that's matrit. Mamela, that's why he's potter. So we see over there that Rabbi Yosi holds here potter. Dul mishani hosom, bismani bohu. There you only see a ptur of tobit va mitzvah when it's mani bohu. So Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pata Keman, Bershus Shal Mitzvah Shehoya Torah Bo. The whole Heitzor came about because of the Mitzvah. This man of Bohu Shekavu Ala Hayoyim. This man of Netilas today. V'torot Ve'im Lai Achshav Ein Osai. Is Heilach Heitzel Bo Ki Lelamdoi. Is Mugvel in Azman. It has to be done today. So therefore, the Tirdus HaMitzvah was Mesaviv, that he should do, make a Chilul Shabbos, and a Meila, there there's a Ptu. But there you have his Bohu. This man a Bohu. Ve'ela Rabbi Yeshua Dizvachim. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua Dizvachim, in our Mishneh, that Rabbi Yeshua says that if a person Shechter HaShlomim, L'Shem Pesach, He thought it was a Pesach. So Rabbi Yeshua holds, he's potter, tobit var mitzvah. Dil mahosam nami zmanei bo. It's also zmanei bo. Ve'elok Rabbi Yeshua de Tinaikis. Rabbi Yeshua de Tinaikis, Rabbi Yeshua holds, he was mol, shall erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. Osam nami zmanei bo. So, all these tziyurim are speaking about matzovim that he was mugbul, that the mitzvah had to be done in a certain time. This created a great pressure on him. So therefore, there's a ptur of tobit bar mitzvah. But by yevintoi, since it did not have to be done at a certain time, so therefore it could have been done in an oifen that, he shouldn't be nichshol and an isel neither. So Rashi the zvachim the potter b'masnisen b'sheichet l'shem Pesach mishum the tor b'dvar mitzvah v'osa mitzvah zmani shal Pesach bolu ayom l'mayim pen yavel zmanoi. So where do we find the Tana that holds that a fill of not zmanoi bolu is also a locha of tor b'dvar mitzvah? And for the Gemara ve'elo ki Rabbi Yeshua de Trume. We have a Rabbi Yeshua by Trume. There we see a Ptur of Tobit Va Mitzvah, fellow, he's not Bohu. This nan hoya oichel betrume. A person was eating trume. Venoida, and then he found out, shehu ben grushe oy ben chalutze. He found out that he's a ben grushe ben chalutze. So it comes out that a ben grushe ben chalutze is a cholo. She's a din of a zor. So mamela, it comes out he was eating trume b'shoigik. So a zor that eats trume b'shoigik has to be mishalem keren b'chaymish. It's mafresh chulam b'sukonim and it becomes trume. B'chaymish is alts kapore. So here we have a machloikis, is he mechayiv to be mafresh keren b'chaymish. Rabbi Lezer mechayiv keren b'chaymish. Rabbi Yeshua poita, Rabbi Yeshua papers. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi ben Grushe. Koyin cholo zor gomoru. A koyin cholo is a zor gomor. Dersiv be koyin hanoise Grushe. Lo yechalo zaroi. She mechalo loi midin kune. That type is mechalo de kdushes kune from Ezera. So doesn't have kdushes kune. He's a zor. So Rabbi Lezer holds his chayv keren b'chaymish, ayoch l'shoyge. He didn't know that he's a zor. Rabbi Yeshua poita sheto b'dvar mitzvah. That he wanted to do a mitzvah. He ended up by doing an aveire. But it's to b'dvar mitzvah, b'lo yosa mitzvah over here, nochmer. And he's potter. And here it's not zmanay bohu. There was no pressure on him when he ate it, it had to be eaten now. So the Gemara wants to tell Tzu that the Ptur is out to a Bidvar Mitzvah. I really don't understand, and Be'etzem I found the Ha'ore in the Mishnah Achroine in Mesechtes Trumas Perikres Mishnah Aleph, yes, on the Reish of the Mishnah. But L'chayre, what is the case over here? The case over here was that he knew his father was a Kohen. L'chayre, he never knew that his mother was a Grusha. L'chayre, he didn't hear about it. I mean, if there would be a suffix that his mother's a Grusha, there wouldn't be a heter of Torah Dvar Mitzvah. He says, she's a suffix cholo. Noch besser, Taisva says in Baba Basra, a filu in a case, that there's trei. There's two Adam saying his mother was a grusha, and two Adam say that the mother wasn't a grusha. So be'emesin yishtelam an chazoke, and he has a din koy. Yishtelam chazoke, and he has a din koy. Followed by trei. It's a very interesting chazoke. We passed a chazoke to say that he's a koyin. I mean, the father is a koyin. I don't know who the mother is. If the mother is a grusha, so he never was a Kohen. If the mother's not a Grusha, so he still is a Kohen. We do have a Chazak over here. I once saw a Moiridik Ebir from one of the Tells of Shiurim that they say a Moiridik Ezach that we had before in Rashi lo yechalo zaroi. So they say this, where does a son get Kedushas Kun? He gets it from the father. The father is Kedushas Kun. The Zera Ha'ov has Kedushas Kune. If the Zera Ha'ov became this Arev in a Grusha, so became this Chalo, the Kedusha from the Zera Ha'ov. If the Zera Ha'ov was Nisaber in not a Grusha, so the Zera Ha'ov is still Bikdushosoi. So you still the Zera Am Chazoke. That means before she became Nisaber, the Zera had Kedushas Kune. Now the Shaila is, did the status of the Zera Ha'ov change? So Yishtel and Chazoke. So Taisvi says there's a Din Chazoke afilu by Trei. Here we're not even speaking about Trei. So if a person doesn't have to cholim that his mother was a Grusha, so L'chayra Ein L'cha Oin is Godel Mizeh, so this person is an honest. Like we mentioned Taisvi and Acholitz, Taisus Nacholet says if a person relies on Rav, he's an honest, he doesn't have to bring a korban. Rashi in the Mishnah said by Treife, he's an oynes, so he doesn't have to bring a korban. There's a ptur oynes if a person doesn't have to cholim. He doesn't have to think that he's not a kohen. He's becheskas kohen. So why isn't there a Ptur Onus? The Mishnah Achoyne says, Moira de Kechidish, Reina Hanami, he says, that the Onus is Potter Min HaKobim. That's only Min HaTeire. Midarabonon, an Onus needs a Kapora. And here the whole din Tashlume Choymish is Midarabonon. That's what he wants to say. Moira de Kechidish. That an Onus needs Kapora Midarabonon. Lechoyre, Dachsach Mir, it says in Seif Simen Kuf Pehei that if a person was born al ishtoi shaloi b'shas vesto rosa, so the Ramah says lo tzrichin kapore, you don't need a kapore because they were anusim, they didn't have to think shaloi b'shas vesto, they did not have to think that there will be a riyah, so memela they are anusim. So lechayre if he has a din onus, so I mean, it's a mayor de kechidish. If me the rabbonon and onus needs a kapore, so what is pshat in the Ramah? The Ramah says they don't need a kapore. Number one. Number two, if we assume, if we'll say such a thing, min ha-toyre, you don't need a kapore, me the rabbonon need a kapore, so why is tobit v'am mitzvah better than an onus? Tobit v'am mitzvah is only a ptul kolb. We learn out from a posik that you don't have to bring a kolb. No, an onus also doesn't have to bring a kolb. If midarabonon, an onus has to bring, l'chair an onus is a much greater ptur than tobit var mitzvah. And if an onus needs a kapora midarabonon, so why does a tobit var mitzvah, why doesn't he need a kapora midarabonon? Kaponim, it's very unclear why he doesn't have a din onus, salat rabbeloza. Akaponim, the Gemara learned that the reason why you potter according to Rabbi Yeshua is because Tobit Va Mitzvah, Avagav Leyodim Mitzvah, he's potter from a kapor. And here he's not bold. So Memele, he was not bold to eat Trumah. So he had time, he could have been Mavarer, the Yichus of his mother, if he would have thought of it. The Aval Pikein, he's potter. So Memele, so that's the Makar of Rabbi Yochanan by Yevimtai. And for the Gemara, no. How do you know that that's Pshat and Rabbi Yeshua? Dulma keda Rabbidi barabai. Doma Rabbidi barabai. Betruma be'erev peser dizman abo. Rabbidi barabai said that this Mishnah is speaking about that this truma was trumas chometz. Was erev peser. He had to eat up the chometz before this man Issa. So he was bold. So then he didn't think to be Mavar as Yichas then, if he's Taka Ben Grusha, not a Ben Grusha. So Mamele, so Smanei Bol, so Fnoraya to Rabbi Yochanan. One teretz. Inami, a second teretz, Shani Trume de Ikri Avoide. Amayu de Kechidish. Arachilas Trume is called Avoide. Va Avoide Rachmona Achsha. In the Avoide of a Cholol, Al Koponim, a cholo who did not know he was a cholo, the Torah said, avoid is a kosher avoid. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah, ho yo'oime du makre, a kohen was doing the avoid, v'noida shehu ben grusha ben chalutz, and then we found out he's a ben grusha. Is kol ha'kobone is kulon shehikri val gabayem is be'er psulim. So all the kabbonis he ever was makriv apostle, because it comes out that avoyde was done through Azor, and Azor came to avoyde, so it's possible. That's what the Tanakam holds. Rabbi Yeshua Marshe, Rabbi Yeshua says all the kabbonis he was makriv akosher. I'm reading my time with Rabbi Yeshua. What's pshat Rabbi Yeshua? He's a cholol, he's a zor. So Rabbi Yeshua brought a pasuk to see Baruch Hashem Chelo Yopoyel Yodov Tirtze. Baruch Hashem afilu chalolim shaboy. But a cholo who did the avoide and did not know b'shas the avoide that he's a cholo, so the avoide of a cholo is kosher. He's not a kohen, but al kaponim the avoide of a cholo calls man shaloi noidaloi is kosher. So memele. And Trum is also an avoide, so it's considered that there was That means since he did not know that he was a cholo, so it's considered there was an achilas truma of kahune, just like it's in there was an avoida of kahune. Let us see Rashi. Vikri avoida achilas o kedulakamo. The achilas truma is considered an avoida. Va'avoida shel cholo b'shoigik rachmona arshere. This nan boch Hashem chelo b'kahanim ksi yosim ektere b'apecho. Besomach leibor Hashem cheloi chalolim shaboyim. That avoides hachalolim apoyal yodav tirtze. That the poyal yodav is the Eivish is merutze with the poyal yodav. So it's considered avoides shel kohunis and memela. So there's no chiyav of chaymish according to Rabbi Yeshua. So we don't have any raya whatsoever that, don't have any raya whatsoever that there's a ptur of torbet bar v'dvar mitzvah when it's not zmanei bol. We have two mahalchim how to learn pshat in the Mishnah. Either it's speaking about trumas chometz eret Pesach, or the ptur is because there was no avere. It's called an achilas. It's called an avedes kohune. Where do we find? That's a din poil yod of tirtzah. It's a din of an avoide. The avoide sacholol is merutze. Where do we find that achilas trum is considered an avoide? And the Gemara, the sanya, we learned in Abaraisa. Maise berabi tarfin shlei boemesh lebeis hamedrash. One night, Rab Tarfin did not come to the beis hamedrash. L'shachis motzoi Rabban Gamliel. Omaloi midnei maloi boso emesh lebeis hamedrash. Nish kishtert, nish kishemt, it's Rabbi Tarfin. Not when he was a young bocher. It was Rabbi Tarfin, and he didn't come to the beis hamedrash. Rabban Gamliel asked him in the morning, what happened last night? Omaloi avoida vati. I was busy doing the avoida. Omaloi kol dvorecha einam ela divrei teim, v'chi avoide bizman hazeh minayim. Where do we have avoide bizman hazeh? Omaloi arei loimer, avoides matone etenes kunaschem, azor akorev yumes, also achilas trume begvulin ka avoides beis hamigdash. Zetrashi emesh erev, Avoidis matone, matnis kunish nesati lochem, arei hen kavoid. Avoidis matone, etines kunaschem, so me mele, the matnis kunish is a shame avoid. The Hemek Shaila asks Akashe, so still why didn't he come to the Beis Medrash? Lochere, psazoi, Talmud Teire is more choshe, what's the tariff? It says a very interesting teretz, Rab Tarfon l'shitose, Rab Tarfon holds in the Mesechtes Kedushin that Godel Maise Yoise Metalmet. That's what he wants to say. Tuvi Hama was Ma'ira, I mean, if Rab Tarfon l'shitose holds Godel Maise Yoise Metalmet Teire, so why did he have to tell him Avoida Vati? Let him tell him, why did he have to go around in riddles? I was eating truma, finish, I was doing a mitzvah. Godel Maise Yoise Mitalmud. So he wanted to say, the Gemara says in Megillah Dav Gimel, Uma Avoide Shehi Chamure Mevatlinen Mevatel Avoide for Mikra Megillah, Talmud Teire Loi Kolshkein. So you see from the Gemara, that the Gemara holds Talmud Teire the Yochid is gringer than Avoide. As I may say from the Gemara, Ma avoide shi chamure, Mevatlinen avoide for Mikra Megillah, Talmud Teire loy kolshken. So I say, Talmud Teire is gringer than avoide. So my mail is, it's very good. So he told them I was doing avoide. So yes, where's the avoide? There's no avoide, fakel. And that's why the Gemara says, Ka avoide is beis hamigdosh, that's like a pshat. Avoide shi chamure means avoide is beis hamigdosh. I don't know, klop shat in the Gemara. Maybe the one means the chaymer of avoide is the teiche Shabbos. But al kaponim, avoide is beis hamigdosh is more chomer than Talmud Teire. So Meile says, I was busy doing avoide. So Meile, I was part of an Talmud Teire. Zog the Gemara weiter. We hear in the Mishnah, Shachtai Shalayla Eichlov, that if he shechted the Kolben Pesach Shalayla Eichlov, so he's chayev. It's a possible Kolben, so he's chayev chatos. Frag the Gemara Pshite, what's the Chiddush? Kiven the Hosam possible Hoche chayev. If it's possible, so Vashteitzach, he's chayev chatos, it's a possible Kolben. And for the Gemara Mishim, the Tana Sefer Potter, Tana Reishachai. Because it says in the Sefer, Lo Oich Lovah Shaloi, Lo Oich Lovah Spotter. So the Mela wants to tell us, that's Lo Oich Lovah, Lo Oich Lovah. So the Mela says, since he told us that, he said, the Reishah, Lo Oich Lovah Shai. In fact, the Gemara Vanami Pshite, and that's also Poshit, that Lo Oich Lovah Shaloi, Lo Oich Lovah Spotter. Mishim Dahosam Kosha, Oche Potter. Vashteitzach, if it's a Kosha, he come. So Vashteitzach, he's part of a Makal M'chatas. I mean, he wasn't Machal Shabbos. It was Makri B'Kosher Ekol. So the Gemara Ein Hanami, these two cases are poshut. Ela Aydi, the Tonei, Shochtei, Shaloi L'Shmoi B'Shabbos, the first halach in the Mishnah, that Shochtei Shaloi L'Shmoi, Beideh Tzaz Yechayev, Tonei Nami Shaloi L'Oichlo. Frag the Gemara v'igufal amali. Why does he have to say shaloi lishmai? It's also poshet. If it's a posel ekobim. So my mail is chayef chatos. And for the Gemara mishim de kaboi leflugi Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Because since we have in the Mishnah machloikas Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua by zvachim sheshachtem shaloi lishmon. There we have a machloikas Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Elezer asks, but what is the difference? Psachim shaloi lishmon. Zvachim shaloi lishmon. So Memela, so since that had to be brought in, so all these halachas were Memela brought in. Zogt Rashi, Pshita kiven da hosom betomid nishchat, nan de Pesach shloi loich lo posel. Is hoche de Bishabes koi, Memela shamin in da chayev, if it's a posel a kodem, so is chayev chatos. Shun dvoy lemis nesayv, loich lo shloi loich lo potat, on the reish, shloi loich lo chayev. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Om alei rabhune bachine ne lebrei. Ki ozlas lekamei berabzrike boi minei ledivrei haimer mekalkel bachabure poter shachtoi shaloi lo oichlov chayev matike. Let us see Rashi. Lidivrei ha'oimer b'meseche Shabbos mekalkol b'chabure. Ha'oise chabure b'Shabbos lekalkolo. Once he's making a chabure in an animal and a person l'shem kilkol. She'ein ha'im misaken klo. Ve'ein choyvul chayim mishum Shabbos elo shoychet she'misaken. He's misaken the behemoth. Oy choyvul bebehime v'tzoich ledam l'achile l'kalboi. So Taisus Rashi learns, we'll see a machlikas Rashi in Taisus, that's also called a tikkun gomo. It's a tikkun, he needs the blood for his keller. So the choyvul that the Torah was machayv is dafka, a choyvul that's a mesaken, a choyvul that's a mekalkul, yepotah. So yes, the makashe shaloi loich lov chayiv diktoni mas nisan chayiv. The Mishnah says that shaloi loich lov is chayiv. The apostle of Kolben says machalo Shabbos ma tikit. So what was he mesaken? Bishloim every shchita is a mesaken. Comes with the bachila is matul bachila. That's called a tikit. But over here it's he passed the Kolben. He shechted it shaloi loich lov, so he passed the Kolben. So, what kind of a mesaken is he? So, what kind of a machal Shabbos is he? Shochtei shloich lov chayiv ma tikin. Enver de gemore tikin im olu lo yerdu. At yom mesaken given. So, Rashi, tikin de chol hakolboni shenifsilu ba'azore, every kolbon, that be'emesim mitzad etzim kolbon letzakoshere kolbon, no, became nifsil ba'azore through the avide that he didn't ba'azore, became nifsil. So we learned, now be mesach ezvochim im olu le mizbeach emureyem lahaktir, if the emurim were brought up already, for aktore lo yerdu. So it comes out that the shchite le maise was matir the emurim
Laktor, lechatchili, not allowed to put on the mizbech, about kaponim, if it was put on, it will be, through the shchit, he can be makter it now. So it was misakin, for, not for achilas odom, but for achilas mizbeach. Lechatchila, bediyavit, about kaponim, was misakin achilas mizbeach. So that's called a tikkun. Zukti gemore baite, fine. Let's go further in the mission. Shochtoi v'nimtza bal mum chay. We hear in the Mishnah what happens if he shechted it and became a bal mum. He found out it's a bal mum. She's also chay. Now there, there's no din im olu la yerdu. This is not a psul that was bazore. This was nifsal before it entered azor. It's a bal mum. So there the loche is im olu yerdu. So what was he misaken by a bal mum? Ma tikin, and the Gemara tikin bedoikin shabaayin valibed rabaki vedomim olu lo yerd. Zuk Rashi. Pale mumim tnanosim im olu yerd, shloi hoye psulom bakoidish. Bedoikin shabaayin talye kegoin anoite kadoik shamayim. Doik is like a yeriye. A yeriye is that means it's like a covering. Talia is something similar to a cataract, a membrane that's covering the eye. Rabbi Kolb Mumhu could receive oidak peitavlo ba'inus. So we see that that this is a mum. Ba'libet Rabbi Kiva Mesechus Vochim Tnan Rabbi Kiva Machsher Bebalei Mumim. Im Olu, Amo Bigmor, Lo Yom Rabbi Kiva, Elo Bedoikin Sheba'ayim, Helik Sheirim Lechatchila Ba'ifis. So the Gemara makes it a kibte. The Arabishn is speaking about such a mum that according to Rabbi Kivim, all the layel. So Vaita was a masake. Like the Gemara Vaita, Shocht even in Zetreife Besei Sepot. The Mishnah says, what happens if we found there was a treife, so he's potter because he's an honest Rashi said. Ha big goloi, but what would be? If he wouldn't have been an honest, it would have been begolui, chayiv. Mati ken, mausi misaken by a treif azichem, olo yerdum. And the Gemara tiken lohoitzi midi nevela. And now it's not metame tumis nevela. The Rashi. Treif om arosim im olso teirei. Idei nevela milutame. He says the shchitas a treif accomplishes that it's not metame. So memeo, that's also a tikkun. That means normally a behema dies eventually. So that what the misis a behema came about through the shchita. So the shchita was misakin that tumas, it shouldn't be metame b'misosai. That's called a tikkun. It was misakin the bosa, that's not metame. Maskiv lo ravine, ho desanye, we learned, nabarais, asheichet, chatos, beshabes, bechutz, lavoy desore. A person in Shabbos did three averes. He took a kolm chatos, he shechted it bechutz, lavoy desore, and he was a machal of Shabbos also. So he's chayiv tvi chatois. So l'chayre, where was there a chilul Shabbos over here? So what's the kasha? The kasha is because if a person shechts l'avay d'zore, it becomes takruvis avay d'zore. Takruvis avay d'zore is called zivchei meisim. So just like a meis is metame ba'oyil, so takruvis avay d'zore is also metame. So l'maise, there was no tikkun of tare, because faker, since he shechted it for takubes avayde zor, so it's metame. So lechere, so where was there a tikkun? There's no tikkun, so he's a mekalkul. Amar avavire, shemaitzi midei eva minachai. He was maitzi midei eva minachai. Zot Rashi. Matike. Him no, Rashi before, Ashrechet Chatus Gosin, Beshchitus Chulim, Beperek Sheni, Meporish, Amayin, or Kat Chatus, what's the difference? It'll be a different column. will also be the same then he shechted lechutz l'avayde zore. Gimel chatois, mishim Shabbos, mishim avayde zore, mishim shrut lechutz l'azore. Mati ken hocha, afil lo tanu mider neveilo leke, de takruves avayde zore metama afil lo boil. So memeile, it is metame. And for the Gemara, midi'eva minachai, so Rashi says, livnei noyach. Shim ochloi einoi nerak. That means like this, if a ben noyach would eat the seiva minachai, that if it wouldn't be geshochten, so there'd be a nisar eiva minachai. But now he says that, now that he's shechted, this is no isar eiva minachai. The Turiyadin brings a rayim that even though Aben Noyach is Metzuvin Aveide Zore, he's not Metzuvin Takruvus Aveide Zore. Because if you'll be Metzuvin Takruvus Aveide Zore, so he's Nereg Al Takruvus Aveide Zore. So Memele, so what kind of ticket do you have over here? Ticket, Rashi says, is a ticket for a goy. That now the shechita made that he won't be nerag, but he'll be nerag saivase al takruvus avayde zore. So you see that a guy, even though he's mitzuvah, one of the shavu mitzvahs is avayde zore, that's tafka avayde zore, but takruvus avayde zore is not mitzuvah. The Turiyevin is moisif. I will say that maybe it's speaking about he ate less than a kezayis. So, Eva minachaya chayva from less than a kezayis. If you have an Eva, also give them batzomis. At takubis avay dezoi, need a kezayis. He says it's not true. At takubis avay dezoi, ye chayva na kosho, le yidbak biyot chamuma minachayrim. Afil ma'uma ye chayiv. So if a goy would be mitzuve in takubis avay dezoi, so le maise, so there was no tikkun. He's chayiv misa an achilos kosho at takubis avay dezoi. So we see from this Gemara, from this Rashi, that a goy is not mitzuve in takruvus avayde zore, even though he's mitzuve in avayde zore. Zok toisus. Lidibrei ha'oimer mekalkul b'chabur. Now, toisus, in the beginning, learned pshat. What's that? Lidibrei ha'oimer. Be'emesn, there's a machloikis in Mesech de Shabbos, Tanoim. Machloikis, Rab Yehudin, Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds, Mekalko b'chabure is chay. Rab Yehuda holds, Mekalko b'chabure is potter. So, l'chayres, or Toysus understood, so bat shat le divrei ha'ima, according to Rab Yehuda, Mekalko b'chabure is potter, so l'chayre, how did he learn shat in Amishna? So, in other words, the Gemara understood that our Mishnah can't go a little bit Rabbi Yehuda. So, how does it go? He's a Mekalko. So, Moses says, no, he's a Mesak. In time of Rektaisis, Alei Rabbi Yehuda, who deported Mekalko Bachabura. Umas Nisin de Mechayev b'she'enam ru'uyim. The Mishnah is Mechayev if he shechted enam ru'uyim for a Korban Pesach. Now, Tosfos had a problem. Rashi, for some reason, did not delve into this problem. We learned before that the Gemara says that Reishe v'oiker v'seife b'toye. The seife of the Mishnah, that it was shochat acherem l'shem Pesach, speaking about toye. So Rashi, by Ru'uyin, Rashi explained it beautifully. What's it that shochet achem l'shem Pesach? He saw an animal walking around in the Azore. He thought it was a Pesach. It really was a Shlomen. So, that's a case of Toye. Tobe dva mitzvah. He thought this was a Pesach. And he shechted and ended up being a Shlom. Now, what was the case of Einam Ruye? He shechted a Pesan Egel l'shem Pesach. Rashi said that he thought you're allowed to shechted l'shem Pesach. So, because I guess Ksan Rashi, that's not Toye. That's Oiker. The Sefer speaking about Toya. So, Rashi Bemison is Shver. So, Tosfos understood Pshat, so what was the case of Toya and the Sefer? They said a problem. How do you have Toya by an eagle? That, So Taisus understood that there was in front of him a eagle and a, there was an eagle and a cast and a kevis. And he wanted to shecht the kevis, and he shechted the eagle. That means, that's what happened, that's how it came out. So that's called toye. That means, like, somehow his hand slipped or whatever it is, he did the wrong one. He did, but he wanted to do one, he ended up by doing the other. So that's called toye. There were two tenaikas, he did the wrong one. He wanted to do one and he did the other. Zuchtachtoisves, masnisen de machayu beshein eruyen, behindu misasek. So Al-Kochoch, the Mishnah speaking about a case, was misasek, lish b'shoichet, sheshoichet zevach zeh, v'sobo shu'achem. That means, he thought that this was the keves, and lemaiset was the, lemaiset was the an eagle, v'sobo shu'achem. Zuktachtoisves, loy osi, ki rab Yehuda. Udidei, misasek potter, ki demuchas bepeirek sofek ocha. The comma, hanach latinoikis, mitoich shemekalkul, bechabur rechayev, misasek na michayev. Alma mash meman de potter mekalkul, bechabur re potter na mi misasek. Now let's just explain for 1 minute what the Gemara in Krisa says, and then we'll explain what Taisus kashes. There's a Ptur Misasik, which is, he was, a person was Misasik to do, let us say, Taisus says, let's say a person was Misasik to blow out Ner Aleph. He wanted to blow out Ner Aleph, and he blew out Ner Beis. He wanted to do Anissa. He wanted to be Mechalo Shabbos, but he wanted to blow out this nail, and he blew out that nail. So the Gemara says, your potter, als meleches machsheves. I mean, he didn't do, he wanted to blow out a nail on Shabbos, but he didn't want to blow out this nail, he wanted to blow out another nail. So memeila fell toch a meleches machsheves. So there's a, so a filu, by tumah, I wanted to do a meloche, but if I did not do the meloche the way I had wanted to do it, so there's a ptur of meleches machsheves. So the Gemara asks, by Shnei Tenoikis, I wanted to be mal the other one. Seems the Gemara learned that the Tzir of Shnei Tenoikis was also Tzir of Misasik. He wanted to be mal the Shabbos the one, and he ended up being mal the other one, the Vachan the one. Frank, the Gemara says a Misasik, I didn't do what I wanted to do. So the Mela felt of Himalechis Marshevis. That's the Gemara's Akashian Krisis. Why is he Chayef? And for the Gemara, mitoich, she mekalkul bechabur rechayim misasek na michayim. So what's pshat in the Gemara says? So the Gemara says like this, the whole reason that why is misasek pot, was the felt of meleches machsheves. If by meleches chayvel, since a mekalkul is also chayv, a mekalkul is not meleches machsheves. Because it's called did a choshev zach. He's not misaken anything. It's he was mekalkulit. So the Gemara says mitoich she mekalkul b'chabur rechayev is misasik na michayev. In other words, since choyvul is chayev afilu b'mekalkul, so you see by meleches choyvul there's no halach of meleches machshev. So a mele so he's a misasik b'chabur he also b'chayev. As I said, the Gemara increases. So Kapanim Sotaisva says, so this is only a teretz if mitoich shemekalka b'chabur rechayev. But according to Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Yehuda is the Tane in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuvav that he also mekalka b'chabur rechayev. So now we have a problem. So why is he chayev in the case of by he it was ein neruyin? He shechted ein iruim le Pesach is chayiv. There's no ptur of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Frektach toisvah, but he's a misasik. And every misasik, he wanted to shecht the other one. He ended up shechting this one. So he's a misasik. Feltach ha-meleches machsheves. And here you can say me toich shemekalkul chayiv misasik na michayiv, because Rabbi Yehuda's misasik is potter. Rabbi Yehuda holds, I'm sorry, that mekalkul is potter. So memele. So what's pshat na gemara? What's a ledivrei ha'oime? Ledivrei ha'oime mekalkul potter. How do we learn pshat na mishnah? Mishnah is not going according to that oime. According to that oime, that mishnah is wrong. because the Amishnah is wrong, because it will be part of Asfalt Malachas Mach Shabbos. That's the Isfus Kashi. Let us see Nachmal. In time of the Rabbi Yehudu, the part of Mikalko Bachabur. Masnis in the Mechayim, Vishainim Ruhiyim, the Mishnah, that's Mechayim Vishainim Ruhiyim. Tahainu Misasik, that's a case of Misasik. Sheshoich et Zevach Zev, Vesovo, Shuhu Acher, and he thinks it's the other one. Layosik Rabbi Yehudu, the little day Misasik Patik, and the Mechabasaperik Sofik Ochel. Become a hanach letinoikes mitech shemekalko b'chabur echayim, esasik nami chayim. Al memash meman v'pota mekalko b'chabur echayim. What a nami misasik. Mim keim as nisim leim metuk mekemad yom mekalko b'chabur echayim. Is pota. So memela, so there's no problem. A mission is only going because if yom mekalko b'chabur echayim is pota, so there's a zaptur of misasik. Yeshloima, the ledivre ha'omer mekalkel bechabure poter, hainu Rabbi Yochanan alibe de Rab Shimon, the poter heiche de mekalkel legamri, the leka tikon klal, lafuki midarababo, lafuki midarababo. Now Taisvis is telling us, apshatn agemore, according to the way Taisus learns Pshat na Gemara in Shabbos. According to Rashi, there's no such Gemara. But Taisus learns Pshat as a Pshat na Gemara, and according to that Pshat, Taisus saying Pshat na Gemara. Let us just go a little further, and we'll see what the Gemara says, and then we'll go back and see what Taisus says. The Beperik HaOyrek, the Beperik HaOyrek says as follows, Tani Rababo Kami de Rabbi Yochanan, Kol amekalkalim pturim, chutz michoy velomave. Rababo told over Baraiset Rabbi Yochanan that in all lametes maloches, if he's a mekalkal is potter, chutz michoy velomave. Choy velomave is two exceptions that he's chai. Oma aloi, toik, toni libro. My dear friend, this Baraiset is not, should not be brought into the base medrash. Because it's a tois. Choyvel umavir eina mishneh. There's no such mishneh. Ve'im timtzoloima mishneh, if it was ever said, bechoyvel v'tzorich lekalboy, umavir v'tzorich la'af. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? What is Rabbi Yochanan saying? Now, if Rabbi Yochanan means to say that Choyvel, V'tzorich Lekalboy is called a Mesakim, so then the Baraisa doesn't make sense. It says, Kol HaMekalkalim Pturim, Chutz Michoyvel Amaver. So if you're telling me that it's a Mesakim, so that's not called, because you can't take this Baraisa, Kol HaMekalkalim Pturim, Chutz Michoyvel Amav, Choyvel Amav is also potter. If you're Mesakin, so you're Mesakin. So Pasnish kein Chutz. So Taisvis learns Pshat in the Gemara as follows. Taisvis learns, we mentioned before that the Machloikis in the Gemara, Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda, if Mekalkal is Chayv or Mekalkal is potter. Rab Shimon holds Mekalkal is Chayv. By Choyvel Amav. That's true. So now, we have here Machlokes Rav Abo and Rav Yochanan, what Rav Shimon really holds. Rav Abo learned Pshat in this Baraisa Kipshutei, according to Rav Shimon, Mekalkal is Chayiv, a Mekalkal Gomo, a filu, there's not even a Mitzas Tikkun, it's also called, he's also Chayiv. The Chayvel and Mavir are exceptions, that a filu is a Mekalkal Gomo, he's also Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan said there's no such tan in the world that holds a mekalkel goma is chayiv by any malach. I feel by chayivul umav. No, Rabbi Shimon holds chayivul umav if there was a ktsas tikkun, but it's still called a mekalkel. If there's a ktsas tikkun, then Rabbi Shimon holds that you are chayiv. But if you are a mekalkel goma, I feel according to Rabbi Shimon you are potter. So Taisvus had a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, which says as follows. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Kol HaMekalkalim Ptulim, according to everyone. According to Rab Shimon, there's a machloikis, Rab Yochanan and Rab Abol, is a mekalkul gomor chayev al potter. Rab Abol holds a mekalkul gomor is chayev. And according to Rab Yochanan, Rab Shimon holds a mekalkul gomor is potter. Now you need a mikzah stick. So Taisva says, now Taisva's proved before, our Mishnah is not going according to Rab Yehuda. Our Mishnah has to be going according to Rab Shimon. Now, according to Rab Shimon, Mekalkul is Chayiv. So this is not the more means, Alibe de Man de Yoma, Alibe de Rab Yochanan, Alibe de Rab Shimon. Rab Yochanan, Alibe de Rab Shimon said that by every Mekalkul you need a Tikkun Ktas. So according to him, where is the Tikkun Ktas? So what is more answer? There's no Tikkun Ktas. Maitzimidei Tumas Nevele, or Imol Lo Yerdu. So there, the Gemara found a Tikkun Ktas. But according to Rav Shimon, we can say mitoich she mekalkul chayiv misasek nami chayiv. That we could say because it's not meleches machsheves. So memele, so the Mishnah could be speaking about a tzir of misasek. And according to Rav Shimon, alibi de Rav Yochanan, you'll be chayiv. Now let us see again the lashon of Tosfos. V'yishloime de ledivrei ha'oimer mekalkul b'chabur epoto. Who is this oimer? Hainu Rabbi Yochanan Alibe de Rav Shimon. The pota heiched mekalkel legamri. Rabbi Yochanan holds, according to Rav Shimon, if he's a mekalkel legamri, the leket tikkun klal, he holds your pota according to Rav Shimon. Ulafuki mid Rav Abo, he's choylek and Rav Abo. The Rav Abo holds that according to Rav Shimon, afilo mekalkel gomor is chayiv. The perek oirif toni rabbo kamid rabbi yochanan kol amekalkulim pturim. The perek oirif toni rabbo kamid rabbi yochanan kol amekalkulim pturim chutz mechoyv lo maver. According to rabbo choyv lo maver is chayv afilo is amekalkul gomo. Oh malay perek toni lebro, there's no such paraisa. Choyv lo maver ayna mishne, there's no man the yomah that holds amekalkul gomo by choyv lo maver is chayv. If you'll say that there is such a Mishnah, so you have to be a Mesakin Ktsas, Bechoyvul Betoich Lekalbe, Mabe Betoich Lafer. Behainu Ali B'Darab Shimon, so the whole Machloik is Rabbi Yoich and Rabbi Boz, Ali B'Darab Shimon. Me, the Mavlik, Ben Choyvul, Mabe, Lushar, Mekalkul. According to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is proper. Ali Mekalkul, Gom, Eloi, Hafilu Rab Shimon. So Memele, so that's Rab Yochanan Alibi de Rab Shimon. So that's the most kasha. According to Rab Yochanan, how did he learn Pshat on our mission? Miyu akati kosholei. Kiven the salke daitoch, the leka tikken klau de masnisim. The Gemara Bahavamine held that there was no tikken whatsoever. The mother know all the yerdo. The mother know these things. In K. So what is pshat? So pshat in the Gemara is that according to Rav Abo has no problems. Our mission is going according to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, Amekalkul Gomor is also high. So there's no problem at all in the Mishnah. Who the problem is according to Rav Yech. Fact of Taisvis, if he's a Mekalkul Gomor, even the Salke Daitach, the Lekka Tikkun Klaba, must listen. She can't take she look who lay out, may suffer according to Rav Abo, we also have a problem. Hey, he chayiv, la Rav Shimon Mekalkul Bachabure, how can Rav Shimon be Mechayiv? A Mekalkul Gomor Bachabure. A Meloche, she ain't a tzricha le gufe, he does not need the Meloche, he has nothing, he has no benefit at all from the Meloche. Upotar afulu b'chabur, afulu yehud mekalko b'chabur, eschai v'hef b'yamaloch atzich l'gufem, kiremuchach b'soif kol kisvei, upotar abshimin hosom, hoirig nechoshim v'akrabim, which is meloches mekalko, meloches chayvo, shemeloches en tzich l'gufem. So you see, Rav Shimon holds, you need a meloch atzich l'gufem in order to be chayev, so since he's a mekalko gomer, so there's no tzich l'gufem. Reishen ach nokim nami masig man shamer loy bama mekalka bach bura chayib rab shimon ha oma melo vishen zirin lagu vipo per aloy vrek tach tais viz So, what does Agamemnon mean? L'divrei ha'oima, the problem was only Shuel according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav Bo, if you don't know the steret that he's misakin, so it's a malacha shem tzrich leguf, he has no, there's no benefit, no tachlis from the malacha, that he's killing a behemoth, and there's no tikkun. So it's a malacha shem tzrich leguf. So Emerson on this kasha, the Kani Re'im says, in the Sfas Emerson, and really it's a pellet of Taisvis, and a pellet of Taisvis in Shabbos also says this, that malacha shein tzrich legufe is not totally in be'etzem what is occurring. It's totally in what his intentions were. If he had malacha shein tzrich legufe is what was your intent? Why were you doing the malacha? In our Mishnah, he was doing the malacha. He wanted to shecht a kol Pesach. He thought it was a kol Pesach. He wanted that this shechita should be matro t'lachila. So there's zicha atzoyrech. The reason he did the malach is because he wanted to be matter the behema b'achila. Ein lecha malacha tzricha legufa yoysem izu. L'maise, it wasn't that way. But the din of tzricha legufa is dependent what his kavone was, what his intentions were. The din of mekalkal is tali b'metzias. Was he misakin or wasn't he misakin? So therefore, the Gemara calls it a mekalkal because l'maise didn't accomplish anything. B'poyel, he was a mekalkal. But in intent, he wanted to shech the behemoth to be matter the behemoth. So it's called a malach atzricha legufa, avopi, it's a mekalkal go. So what did the Gemara answer? Tikin lahoitzi midei eva minachak. That there was mesakin to be moitzi midei eva minachak. Mashmit, so lechere, so Taisus, what's wrong with the previous teretz we had before? My treife, that he was misakin, that it's not metama to misnabela. Mashme, the takuvis avay de zore, metama midaraisa. Because it's tama midatere. Midalai koma, because if you'll say, takuvis avay de zore, zoni midarabonon, midalai koma, tikin lahoitz midai nevela. I watch the nafkamina, that's a tuma daraisa, a tuma darabonon. What kind of tikkun is it? Tosfos is aimel a tikkun. V'lemechayiv ahach tumme im nichnas lemikdash. That means, if we would say that tumis takrubis avedis oz honi a tumme darabonim, so lemaisos, so this person accomplished with a shchite, that now if a person will touch the behemoth and he goes into the base of mikdash, he's not chayiv koris. It's tumme, it's only mit darabonim. So he was mesakin, she aimel mesakin. So weiss doch heus in unser Gemorre, that our Gemorre held that Tumis, Takruvis, Avedizore, is a Tumme der Reis. So Taisus of Avedizore, Perik Rabbi Shmuel, Mashme Shehimi der Rabbona. The Gemorre weiss tois in Sartes Avedizore, that the whole Tumis are Tumme der Rabbona. The boy Rabbi Yochanan, Takruvis, Avedizore, Shol Oichlim, Mal, was Takruvis, Avedizore, of Oichlim, so the Gemara closes a shayla if he was mevatel it, if after the bittel, if the tumi goes off. A shayla in the Gemara. I do what the Gemara says, he surah de reis aloi betayla. The tumi da rabona betayla. The Gemara says, maybe bittel will help, even though bittel doesn't help to take off. The isur, I will take off the tumi, because it's a tumi da rabona. So you see klar in the Gemara, that the Gemara holds that the Takubis of the Zos on the Yos is coming with the Rabbono. So the Zos is what's the problem. Yeshloim with the Hitz the Chok and the Shnu Yitik and Loitz me Eva Min Achai Keiche the Loi Nivshe it mach bereis that the Tumma Takubis lav the Reis. That means the Gemara wanted to avoid this Hechech. That means you could say it could be Lefi Yemes like it's only a Tumma the Rabbono. But that we shouldn't be Muchach. Not Muchach to prove this from the Baraisa, that's why the Gemara said another thing. Chaim b'soif ha'oir v'aroi, to b'dom ha'rabaya, ha'rei omru takubis ha'ver d'zor, shol oichlem betame, tumos olav di Baraisa. V'i di Baraisa, metzinyon lo oichlem, she metame tu mechamura. How could you have oichlem ha'metame tu mechamura, she b'yena ha'ba tumme? Mishani, ha'ver d'gmo, k'shishmeir tzarayir, et ha'tumme d'rabon. Mishani, k'shishimish, ma'isa eit shimish. So the Gemara wants to be matcha the raya, could be, it's a the raya, I rise matama to mechamura, kshishimish, maishi, yeh, kshimish. So Toshas Nami Dechu Yebamu. Not that the Gemara Taka holds like this. Taka, the Rabbanan Taka. But the Gemara wants to say, from this Aloche, that is in Tama to Mechamur, it's not Mucha. Could be, the reason is, Kshishimish, Maisei Eit Shimish. Zok the Gemara Baita. Shachatoi, Renoida, and later they found out that we had the Meisu, Shem Moshe Baal Masholim, Shem Meisu, Shenit Mupol. Now we start off with a new halacha. Amarav Hune, Amarav. Hashem Shenitek Lariye. Let us see Rashi, what Rav Ashi is telling us. Look at Rashi. Osham Shanitek Lariye. We're speaking about an Osham Shemesu Ba'olov Oynis Kapru Ba'achan. First it was Machayev an Osham, and he died, or he brought a different call. V'chatos Ba'osham Einam Boin Nedove. V'mishenis Kapru Ba'achan Ein Takonu Lazay. Now you can't be makav anymore this Petreiras Osham, because an Osham is a Kolm Chayve. And now this person does not need an Osham anymore. The Gabi Chatos Hilchas the Gemiri Law the Meisa. By Chatos the Loch is Chatos the Meisa Baleo. So it's not Droi for the Chiva, for its Chiyuv, so the Din is it's Meisa. The Baoshim Gemiri Hilchas the Kolsha by Chatos Meisa Baoshim Roya. What does Baoshim Roya mean? That we go and we take this Oshim and we let it pasture Achi Yistayv to become a Balmun. We'll become a Balmum, we'll be poided, and we'll see, and with the money, we purchase an oilus nedove, according to the Tanakh. Yeah. Yeah, called Maboshim Roy. The Imnitko Mayolo. So now, that's the dip. That's the normal procedure. You menatik it, and אם נתקו עם אהלו, וישליחו אל האיפה לראי שיסתאי ויפו בוימום, שיוכל לבדוי סוי, להציע אלו חולו. So then, you're allowed to be paided, and this ocean will become חולו, וכל הרויים, the מיים, נויפלם לנדודה. So the halacha is, this becomes חולו, the animal becomes חולו, you're paided, the דומים is נויפלם לנדודה. Mahi nedove, what nedove? Shisha shaitreis hoyu be migdosh. There were 6 pushkes in the migdosh, vekosel alayim nedove. Peshomo yonaisnim kol moisod mechatas mahosham. Umeivin misham kaitz hamizbeach, oilois bosa lashem, oilois lakahanim, shuzer medroshu shal yoyoda koim benesaches tmura. So this money is used when certain days we see that business isn't so good, that it was that the mizbeach was konui. So it used to be makrid, used to take the domim in these pushkes and purchase oilos nedove and be makrid with Hashem. So that is what one should do. You use the domim is oimed la oilos nedove. Now, v'zeh loy himtim ad sheyuma. This person did not wait till it becomes a mum, and to be poided, and to buy an oilus nedove with the dom. U'mishenitka ilariye, after he sent it to the eifer, so he decided, nah, v'us mali l'tzora zoyz, to wait till become a balmum and be poided, and then buy a kolbun loilus nedove. Shochtoi stop. So we have over here, shachta istav. He shachted it, and he didn't think anything. He shachted it, stop. So Rav Huna Marav said, Amayr Dike Chiddish, is kosher lo'oilis kayis amizbeach. He said, really, Amoira de Kazar. He said over here, the minute, this was an Osham, Kozman, he didn't bring the Osham. The minute he brought an Osham, Safar Oymet to be an Osham anymore. So what is it Oymet to be? It's Oymet to be an Eilus Medavid. That's what it's Oymet to be. So he held, as long as it's Oymet to be an Eilus Medavid, some Afilu Yeshechet before the old procedure, of Royashi Yistai. So this is already Oymet. If the Domov is Oymet to be Neos Nadomov, this is also Oymet. That the Behem is Oymet. If the Domov is going to be Neos Nadomov, so already it has in itself, in itself is an Oylus Nadomov. So Memele, so automatically it's an Oylus Nadomov. So if you shecht it, storm it, it's a kosher covenant, it's an Oylus Nadomov. We'll see, so this whole Riyah is at the Rabbanu de Kigeshach. But you don't even need this Riyah. Because automatically after you, he was niskapel, so the Osham automatically gets a kedushas eilus nedov. So that, let's see again the lashon. Omar Ravun Omar Rav, Osham shenitik l'riya v'shochta istam, wasn't mechavim to make it an osham. Kosher l'yoyos. Alma kosova l'iboy yakira. You don't even have to be oikerit l'shem oyla. Automatically, it's an oyla. My boy Akira, ma'acher shu oimed lekach, it's oimed to be an oilus nedova, ein tzorech laker shem osha mimeni, because it's neka mi'eilo. Automatically, it's an oil already. Frek ne gemore, ihochi. So if it's an oil, when did it become an oil? It became an oil not when he sent it away in the biroye, that's gonish megonish. When did it lose the Kedushas Osham, and when did it become an Oila? As soon as he was Niskapa. That's when it happened. We're speaking about the Reis of the Kizachin. Sending it away doesn't change the Kedusha of the Kovan. So Al Kolchoch, it loses the Kedushas Osham as soon as he was Niskapa. So Memele, so why did Rabbuni say, Osham Shenitek L'Riyivishach Deistam Kosher? Under Nitiklariya, after he was Niskapa, he would shecht this Osham, so it's also, it's kosher v'oila. Vrek de Gemore, Iyachi kiloi Nitik nami, so why does Rav say Nitik? After the Gemore, Gzeire la'acher kapore otu lifnei kapore. So trash, Iyachi kiloi Nitik nami. Kilonitik nami, mishosh and niskaper ba'acher, as soon he was niskaper ba'acher, stomei lekaitz amizbeach koi. So why do you need this whole nitik? Why did Rav say that when it was nitik, it's kosher? Why says if it's not nitik, it's posel? Why? What does the nitik do? Have the gemar yizeir alache kapor, or the koidim shen niskaper. The stomei lo osho. That means, if nothing was done to the behemoth, and if he'll shecht it a minute after they brought the other osham, it's good for Noila, so he might shecht it before, and also think it's good for Noila. But gzeir alache kabot ha-koidim sh'niskapel d'stomei la-osham. So memele, there's a mokim kilkul, there's a mokim that they might think, That just like after kapora, after kaidim lacha shenis kapora is good, so I think kaidim shenis kapora is also good. Avo mishenite, but after ready, when it was nitik l'riye, so then he'll differentiate between kaidim kapora. It was ready nitik l'riye, it's like michlef, then he won't be mach.